It's time for the Picture House Podcast with your hosts, Sam and Simon. Please ensure that your mobile phone is switched off, refrain from smoking, and keep conversation to a minimum. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show!
I'm here talking to one of the real-life superheroes of the movie world, Nate Moore, producer of one of the most anticipated movies of a lifetime, Black Panther. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So I was at the premiere yesterday.
Oh, what did you think?
It was great. It was fantastic. It was the second time I'd seen it.
Okay.
Even better second time round because, I mean, you had that experience of everyone there. And how many people were there last night?
What does that theater hold? Over 2,000?
2,000 people.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting amongst hundreds of people and all these little pockets of reactions were just giving me so much joy. It was great. Did you enjoy it?
I did. It's always fun to see something that you've seen a million times in a very small editorial suite played in front of a bunch of people because, to your point, the reactions are what you miss. And jokes that you think don't play, and moments that you don't think are big moments. And then the moments you do think are big, when they work, it's really gratifying.
Yeah, exactly. I missed a couple of the jokes the first time around, and then the second time I could hear like lots of laughter for certain bits. I was like, oh yeah, that is very funny. So it just helps that atmosphere. The reviews are unanimous. Black Panther is a straight up knockout success. I feel it respectfully weaves the legacy of the Marvel Universe whilst creating a unique, fresh and individual road of the franchise, which we're sure will run for miles and miles. Give us the sell. What's Black Panther about?
Oh boy. What is Black Panther about in a nutshell? It is about the prince of an African nation that has thus far been hidden from the world, but is so technologically advanced as to be sort of mind-blowing. Having to come to grips with the death of his father, at the same time that outside forces have sort of descended upon Wakanda with their own plans of how the country should work in the grander scheme of how the world works. So it's a little bit James Bond. It's a little bit Godfather, and then it's sort of a family kind of thriller drama. And it's obviously a little bit of a superhero movie, but it's something that has been a long time coming and something we've loved for a long time that just now is finally making it to cinemas with what I would say is the right filmmaker and the right cast.
I agree. I think the director was a very interesting and personally loved the choice. I mean, I've witnessed Ryan Coogler's fantastic career unfold slowly but steadily. And for him to go from Fruitvale to Creed to this huge film, at what point did you get Ryan on board? How did you decide that he was the right person for the job?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were looking for a filmmaker, and we actually found our writer first. So Joe Robert Cole, who co-wrote the script with Ryan, was somebody that I had known for years that was a participant in the Marvel Writers Program. And when we decided to do a Black Panther movie off of what we knew was going to be the success of his character in Civil War, we then began looking at filmmakers. And funnily enough, years before, Joe and I had one day after work gone to see a film in the theaters, and we decided to go see a movie and have dinner afterwards. And the film was Fruitvale Station. And the movie was so powerful that the dinner was terrible because we were so emotionally moved that we couldn't really hold a conversation. And Joe had spent time in Oakland, and so for him, it was also a very personal film. So flash forward a couple of years, we're looking for a filmmaker, and we had seen the trailer for Creed. And we're intrigued because it looked... I think making a sequel to Rocky has a ton of landmines, but it looked like it had sidestepped all those landmines. And it was by the same filmmaker from that film that we remembered. So I reached out to Ryan. I was at the time on the set of Civil War in Atlanta, and he just happened to be doing some reshoots for Creed in Atlanta as well. And we hopped on the phone, and I sort of pitched him our big idea for the movie. And he immediately was interested. And so we met in person in LA, and this was, I guess, the summer of 2015, I'd say. And we introduced him to Joe, and they hit it off because of the Oakland connection, and all of a sudden we were off to the races. But I think it's Ryan's ability to get performances, and specifically in both Fruitvale and Creed, tell the story of sort of a tragic heroic figure, central figure, which we knew was going to be kind of the core of the Black Panther movie, that made us really comfortable in hiring him, despite the fact that the movie was much bigger than what he'd done before. And Ryan will tell you, you know, what's interesting. He's like, ultimately, it's just about telling a story and being able to guide a crew. So if that crew is 50 people or 500 people, it almost doesn't matter. It's the same skills. They're just magnified on a bit of a larger scale. So at no point in the process were we ever concerned, and in fact were ultimately pleasantly surprised with both how skilled he was as a storyteller, but how technically skilled he was as a filmmaker.
And was he concerned at any point? Did he think, wow, this is the, am I big enough? Am I good enough for this? Is this too big? Or was he always just straight up confident from the get-go?
What I love about Ryan, and what I think almost to a man and woman, everybody on the crew would say, is he's so grounded that I don't think he thinks of himself in sort of grandiose terms. It's very much, what do I need to do today to make the movie better? And I think that is a really good way to approach filmmaking, because it never allows you to get overwhelmed or to get too big for your britches. You're just thinking about, what's the story today? What can we do today? Whether that's costumes, production design, stunts. He's so focused in the granular moment that I think the whole then becomes impressive, but it's not because he's trying to impress you. He's just sort of, you know, putting on his hard hat and going to work every day. Mm-hmm. And again, that work ethic is surprising because sometimes one of the hardest leaps from doing independent cinema or smaller films to films of the size is just the pace. Right, so you're talking about going from a 15, 17 day shoot to a 70 plus day shoot. You're talking about prep that's 5 weeks to prep that's 20 weeks and a post period that's 30 plus weeks. But Ryan never missed a day. He's always first in and last out.
No, I did actually interview him myself at Sundance London a few years ago.
Oh, sure.
And so to see Fruitvale Station and then to interview, and he seemed completely chill. Like,
yeah,
just totally down to earth. And we were there talking like, oh, you know, this movie's great. Do you think it will go for Oscars? He was like, don't be silly. You know, he was really down to earth. So it's good to know that he's still grounded.
Still the
and
same.
Even though he's got this massive movie, which is going to propel him incredibly so and rightly so. So you mentioned the other films that you've worked on, Captain America and Civil War. How does Black Panther differ? What challenges did you have that didn't come up in your other work?
Interesting. I think creating the world of Wakanda is a big challenge, right? Mm. So both Captain America Winter Soldier and Captain America Civil War were building on aesthetics that had been established in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So Winter Soldier was expanding the world of S.H.I.E.L.D. and seeing more sides to that, but you kind of had an idea of what it was. Mm. So there's less invention and more just sort of expansion. Civil War is very much an Avengers movie wrapped in a Captain America movie. So again, we were building on the aesthetic of the Avengers that had been established in the last two Avengers films. For Black Panther, it's creating an entire world kind of out of whole cloth. And what was really important, even in the nascent stages, was making sure that Wakanda felt like a real place that could exist on Earth. You know, the trap of Wakanda is that it becomes like Asgard, almost otherworldly, sort of not terrestrial, and therefore not believable. Mm. And what I think, if we have done our jobs right, is that people would feel like Wakanda could exist. And that meant Ryan and his production designer, Hannah Beekler, and his costume designer, Ruth Carter, mm-hmm. and our VFX supervisor, Jeff Bauman, getting into the actual